Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to the third epistle of John. Third epistle of John. And then also 2 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians 9, after we look at 3 John, just one chapter in 3 John. A couple of weeks ago, I had made mention of the fact that I believe I received direction for the church concerning the teaching of the Word for this time right now. And the Lord, among other things, had said to us, He said, I'm growing this church up quickly. Remember that? How many believe that? That bears witness with your spirit. It's obvious in so many ways. He is. He's growing us up in every way. First and foremost, spiritually. And then naturally. But He's growing us up quickly. And so there are things that He's doing, things He's giving us. You know, He gave me instructions in the beginning. He said three things to teach on. Teach on love, how to walk in love and how to live in love. And teach on faith, how to walk in faith. And then teach on how to be led by the Spirit. Amen. And so we spent months on that. And then I get into this, that the Lord had dealt with us these two things now. For the spiritual and for the natural side, for us to take the next steps up. Are you ready?
Yes.
I get excited just talking about it. Because you know He's not going to tell you something that didn't work.
Amen.
I mean, if He tell you something and you do it, you know what's going to happen. We're coming up.
Yes.
We're coming up. And the one thing He dealt with me is to begin teaching on prayer. Prayer principles and talking about, you know, us growing and developing in prayer. And we began that. And then also to begin teaching on prosperity. That we're going to come up in that area. How many believe if we're led by the Spirit and we've got lots of money,
yes,
things should happen.
Yes.
Is that right? Things should get done. So we began on a series we're calling Prosperity Proven. P-R-O-V-E-N. Prosperity Proven. And so this is our second lesson on this. In 3 John, are you there? Third epistle of John and verse 2. 3 John 2. He said, Beloved, I wish or I pray or desire above all things. Must be important, huh? That you what? That you may prosper. Somebody said, well, that just means spiritual prosperity. No, it doesn't. Because that's mentioned later in the verse. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, we had somebody write in, I guess just this week. And they had heard some of my tapes on healing. And we preach healing real strong.
Yes.
And are glad about it.
Yes.
And I got a series. It's called By His Stripes. We go into a lot of detail about that. By His Stripes we're healed. And so they got all excited and got pumped, and they took it to one of their ministers. And he said, oh, no, that just means spiritual, that you're healed spiritual. And that's a common thing you hear. And you hear the same thing about prosperity. Well, that just means spiritual prosperity. Well, the thing is, one is connected to the other. I mean, people act like that's just saying two completely different things. But everything is spiritual. And then it's manifested in the natural. If you really do have spiritual prosperity, it's going to start showing up on the outside. It's going to affect prosperity in the natural. But, you know, you could tell the lady was, by the letter, was kind of concerned about it. Well, what's the answer? Well, I'll tell you one of the simplest answers. Talking about Isaiah 53, you know, that by with His stripes were healed. And people say, well, that just means spiritually. Well, the Holy Ghost interpreted Isaiah 53 in Matthew 8. Jesus was healing people physically, right and left. And the scripture said that happened, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, you know, and carried our pains, I'm trying to say. Well, if the Holy Ghost says that's what it meant, that's what it meant. Right? No. You know, it's sometimes people just don't understand, or just they're walking in the light that they have, but they need more light. And other times people are just, you know, they like what I call no-fault religion. What's no-fault religion? Well, no matter what happens, it's not my fault. And no matter what doesn't happen, it's not my fault. It's just all up to the Lord. And whatever He wants. Well, see, that's mighty convenient. The problem is you die like that.
Yes.
Stay broke like that.
Yeah.
What if we did that with our salvation of our spirit and the new birth? What if we did that with that? Well, it's just all up to the Lord. If He wants us saved, we'll be saved. And if He don't, we won't. It's just all up to Him. No, you can't leave up to Him what He's left to us.
Right.
You can try, but it doesn't work. No, He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you what?
Prosper.
What does that mean? It means what it says. Prosper.
Yes.
Prosper. And what?
Be in health.
What does that mean? Means just what it says. Be healthy. Healthy. How many know you're a long ways down the road if you're healthy and strong and you got plenty of money? That's a good start. Isn't it? That's not everything, but it goes a long ways. Right? Even what? Even as your soul prospers. And people sometimes they'll jump on that and say, well, now see there. Now that's the main thing, is that your soul prospered and that other stuff is not that important. That's not what the passage said. That's a wrong interpretation. No. He said, I wish, I desire above all things. Is the Word of God, God speaking to us?
Yes.
Did God tell us that He desired above all things that we prosper?
Yes.
Is it there? Did He tell us that He desired above all things that we'd be in health?
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
And then the latter part of it is how it happens. How does it happen? It happens as your soul prospers, as you prosper in the inner man and in your understanding and in your revelation. Healing doesn't happen first in the body. It happens first inside. You receive it inside. Then it shows up outside. Prosperity doesn't start in your checking account. It doesn't start in your wallet. It starts in here. Amen. If you're going to be healed, it's going to be by faith you receive it. If you're going to be prosperous, it's going to be by faith you receive it, just like everything else in the kingdom of God. Faith comes by hearing. Faith is of the heart. And when you get in faith about something, you believe it's that way before you see it that way. So you believe that you're healed before you feel healed. You start talking healed and thinking healed and making healed plans.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
And that is soul prosperity. That's prospering inside. And if that happens, then you're going to be healthy on the outside. It's just a matter of time till it works its way out.
Yes.
And prosperity is that way. In order to prosper financially and materially, you have to prosper in your soul. You have to think prosperous. You have to speak and talk prosperous. Act prosperous. And make prosperous plans.
Amen.
It's a fact. Everybody say, make prosperous plans. See, you got to get delivered from poverty mentality. And broke
Amen.
Talking.
Amen.
And joking about how broke we are. Well, we poor, but we proud. God will deliver you from both evil conditions. But you got to be willing. Somebody said evil? Yeah, evil. In the Bible, the word evil, it means bad, corrupt. It's bad. Real simple. Being rich is good. Being broke is bad. Now, it makes some preachers want to spit for me to say something like that. But why would it? Why? I'll tell you why. Because the devil hates the thought of you being rich.
Amen.
I mean, it chafes him. It does. It bugs him. Why? He is the chief greedy gut. He wants all the money because he wants all the control. In this earth, money is power. In this earth, money is influence. In this earth, money is ability. And the devil wants all of it and wants you to have none because he knows so many of you, just like me, the more money you get, the more you're going to do for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
More people are going to be blessed. So, he don't want you to have any money. So he's worked for centuries preaching error from the church over the pulpit. So you got whole generations that have passed down this unbelieving doctrine of you're supposed to be broke and oh, you don't want any money. Even sing songs. Oh, we don't want any of this old world's goods. I do. I know what to do with it. Huh? Yeah. You can't be a blessing materially until you are blessed materially. You can't give what you don't have. So you watch it. When people start getting so worked up and getting so aggravated and so anti-prosperity message, what's motivating that? Why would they care if you had some money? Why would it bug them so bad if you had a new car? What's driving that? It's the devil driving it. It's the enemy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What Kind of God Is He? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R319. That's R319. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30 and child care will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.